From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Over the years, France has produced all sorts of remarkable music, from the chansons of Edith Piaf at one end to the electronic music of the band Air at another. These days, as music critic Chris Nixon tells us, French music is in the process of reinventing itself.
Alors qu'on monte sur le beat 1 qui fait... À Marly-Gaumont, y a pas de béton. 65 ans, la moyenne d'âge dans les environs. Un terrain de tennis, un terrain de basket. Trois jeunes dans le village, donc pour jouer, c'est pas chouette. Viens d'un village paumé dans l'Aisne, en Picardie, facilement. 95% de vaches, 5% d'habitants, et parmi eux...
That song by the rapper Kamini was the number one single in France during February, a celebration of rural multicultural life in the country. It's indicative of the increasing pride France is taking in its homegrown music. At one end of the spectrum is an act that's been around for decades, Johnny Hallyday, who began in 1960 as the country's answer to Elvis. At the other end is Émilie Simon. Her big break came when she wrote the soundtrack for the film The March of the Penguins. Her follow-up album, Végétal, became one of the best-selling discs of 2006, proving she was more than a one-hit wonder. Catchy, with a beguiling, naive cuteness, it captured French hearts.
Oh, je sens prêt.
Émilie Simon isn't the only artist to break through. Camille, a former politics and literature student, became a sensation when her second album sold almost 500,000 copies in France alone. Her adventurous style, part Björk and part her own dangerous imagination, makes beautiful use of her voice. One French singer who's never gone out of style is the late Serge Gainsbourg. He was provocative, brilliant with lyrics, and a musical chameleon. He was probably best known internationally for this song, 1969's orgasmic Je t'aime moi non plus.
Je vais et je reviens entre tes reins et je me retiens.
But his influence at home has always run much deeper than this single hit. There he's regarded as one of the most important artists of the 20th century, continually challenging the norms throughout his life. His daughter, celebrated actress Charlotte Gainsbourg, recorded with him when she was just 13. Last year she released her debut CD, 555. With some big-name British and French help, she crafted a record that became an immediate critical and commercial success. Continuing the family tradition, it's something that squeezes together art and pop. Where Gainsbourg looks coolly to art, Callie's music is more emotional. His anthems hark back to the 1980s for inspiration. From his debut in 2003, his star has risen. His passionate, widescreen sound is ineffably French, but it also transcends language to deliver a very satisfying jolt of vibrant music.
Lentement, le voir chavirer. Lentement, l'entendre sombrer. Se noyer dans l'océan de larmes que tu lui auras tirées. Le voir vieillir et se ratatiner. À chercher la sortie. Il ne trouvera jamais. Je te souhaite à mon pire ennemi. Je te souhaite à mon pire ennemi. Je te souhaite à mon pire ennemi. Je te souhaite à mon pire ennemi.
And these days, homegrown French music isn't limited to pop, rock, or even more traditional chanson. France has a large immigrant population, mostly from former African colonies, and they've added colours and textures to music. The Algerian Rai sound has been part of the mainstream for a decade, as artists like Khaled and Fadel have become major stars. But a new, young generation of immigrants who've come of age in France have brought fresh cross-cultural fusions. In the southern city of Montpellier, for instance, you'll find Les Boucaques. With members from France, Tunisia and Corsica, they bring a pan-Mediterranean perspective to their heartfelt rock and roll. With a nomination for a BBC Radio 3 World Music Award, they become a presence on the world music scene. And when you hear them tackle this song, Lalawi, it's easy to understand why.
يا وحبيبي تعش الصحراء يا والرملة بغيت الصحريات بلادنا يا ليل 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 راني نسوفري انا نروح في ارضي يا ليل ليل ليل.
You get the sense of a growing energy in French music. Whereas individual artists have broken out here and there in the past, these days there's a sense that it's ready to burst beyond the borders and take the world by storm. It's some of the most interesting and varied music in Europe today, stepping happily away from the cookie-cutter sounds that dominate other countries.
Our music critic is Chris Nixon.
Paris capitale, emprunte à voir rapide. Va dans des quartiers chics et croise des stars du King. Je fais le tour du monde comme du périphérique et redécouvre des endroits féeriques dans cette ville lumière.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.